home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the morning show here on Rated G Radio. I'm thrilled and excited to have you be part of the broadcast today. We're going to be welcoming in just a couple of moments psychic Sue Davey live from the UK. I love it. She's calling from across the pond, and she's going to be taking your calls all hour long. So get ready for that. Before we bring Sue on, though, I always want to give you a roadmap of where we've been, also where we're going for the rest of this week. So if you'd like to follow the show, just click the follow button. You'll get an opportunity to get either a text or email, your choice. You tell the system what you want to do, and you can come back live any of the shows for the rest of the week. You can also find us on Amazon's, I guess not Amazon, is it? It's iTunes as a podcast. Like, that's an Apple product. And you can get the most recent 300 broadcasts right there on iTunes. On Monday's show, we had Dr. Annie Ulrich. She shared her May energy update. Last night, we had author Brandon Witt. Fantastic interview from a fantastic author. Really loved having Brandon on. He's promoting his current book called Under a Sky of Ash. I'm still reading it. I almost finished it last night, but I'll be finishing it up after the show today. Tomorrow on Rated LGBT Radio, we're doing a special 90-minute episode. We're going to start the show with Erica Irvin. You'll remember her from American Horror Story, Freak Show. She was on the show. She played the tall giant lady. And so Erica Irvin's going to be talking about transgender issues that are going on. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to be welcoming actor Ronnie Kerr. He's going to be talking about all of his acting projects. Can't wait for that. And that starts tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Friday's Friday Night Dance Party, we've got Mandolin Victoria. She is calling in from Texas at a special start time of 2 o'clock Pacific Time. This is why you want to follow the show, because we're all over the map. And Saturday morning, we are welcoming Paul en masse, of course, on Super Gay Radio with our guest, Miss Viola, for a RuPaul review. And then also America's number one Tupperware salesperson, I think, for the last 15 years, Aunt Barbara. She's joining that show for the first time. She was actually my first guest of all of 2016, and she is a hoot. And if you've ever wondered about your salt and pepper shakers or way to keep your salad fresh or any of the other Tupperware products, Aunt Barbara is the person to ask your questions of this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Now, as we always say, without further ado, it's my pleasure and honor to welcome back Sue Davey from across the pond. She's UK's famous psychic, and she's going to be taking your calls today. Sue, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, Garrett. I'm doing absolutely brilliantly, thank you. And I will say good morning to everybody that's over the pond and good afternoon to everybody that's my side.
There we go. Well, I'll tell you, we have got a huge lineup of people that have called in ahead of time to talk to you today. But I always want to offer or ask if there's any meditation or any type of education that you want to share with the listeners before we start taking calls today. This is your chance to tell anybody anything you'd like.
Right. Well, today what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to run Reiki energy through the whole length of the show. So if you and any of the listeners would like to call in some Reiki energy, just take nice deep breaths, three nice deep breaths, breathing in pure light and breathing out anything that doesn't feel right to you. And then after taking these nice three deep breaths, just basically say, I accept the energy being sent by Sue. And it will come and find you, because energy is just universal. And alongside the traditional Reiki energy that's being sent, I'm also adding in a little, it's called Lighten the Load. And it's a form of Reiki energy. And basically helps to remove and release baggage, burdens, anxiety, worry, the feeling of not being in control of your life. So it literally is what it says. It lightens the load. So this energy is going to run alongside the traditional Reiki energy. So just breathe in, relax, and just accept. And yeah, and you might not feel anything, you know, while the show's going on. Something might show up after the show, could show up during the show. There's no right or wrong way with energy, Garrett. So if you don't feel anything, it doesn't matter. If you do feel something, then all well and good. Just enjoy the energy.
I love it. I love Reiki energy, and I will tell you as you do that, I need to put the microphone on mute because I want to go and then have everybody hear me breathe, which is disgusting. So I won't do that now. But thank you for the three breaths. That's always cool. So everybody, get ready. If your call has been pre-screened, I've got you on the line. We're going to get to you. If I have not screened your call yet, feel free to press 1 on your keypad. And during the calls, I will come and get your first – I only need the first name today. I don't need your birthday. I don't need to know where you're calling from. All of that's interesting, but that's not what Sue needs. She just needs your first name. And we're going to start the show today with Sherelle. Sherelle, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Sherelle. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing brilliantly, thank you, sweetheart. And you've got a lovely energy.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, I like your energy. What a good start to the show.
Well, being working in a hospital, I gotta have hospitality. That's just me, anyway. That's just my character. So, thank you.
It's literally oozing. You know, you're shimmering with this amazing energy. But oh, you're amazing, Sherelle. So, what can I do for you today,
darling? Thank you. I have a talk to a guy named Sam in a month. Do you think I'll hear from him? What's the issue with that? Please, thank you.
Sorry, say that again because it went a bit muffly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't talked to a guy named Sam in about a month and a half. Do you know what's going on with that? Will I ever hear from him or did I do anything?
He doesn't seem to be coming forward, sort of like his energy is not sort of like coming into sort of like where your energy is at. His energy seems a bit distant to yours. I'm not saying rule it out completely, but my guide is my guide's actually saying that he seems aloof, abrupt. He doesn't appear to show interest. I'm going to go with it anyway. He said he can be a little bit self-centered sometimes and he doesn't take other people's feelings and considerations into consideration. Yeah, he's kind of a little bit wrapped up in himself. Sometimes he's sort of like, you need to put your foot down. He's that sort of person where you need to take a stand with him and sort of like not give him an ultimatum as such, but you need to sort of like make a stand and say, you know, well, yes, no, I need definite, you know, you're the sort of person that needs to, and I don't mean this in a nasty way, but you like to sort of like things fairly cut and dried, and he's kind of a bit, and not sure if that helps. So don't rule him out. But I wouldn't say focus your entire energies in his direction.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm focused on school and get my own place.
Exactly. You've got loads of opportunities coming up for you. So
yes,
you've got some bright times coming up, very bright times coming up. It's like I said, your energy is amazing. And the vibration you're putting out, you are attracting loads of good energy back towards you.
That's
you're very blessed.
I've been manifesting too, also manifesting, meditating, and everything. So hopefully, whatever I've been manifesting comes true.
Well, my
abundance.
Guide says keep doing what you're doing, madam, because it's working very well.
Okay, I sure will. I'm about to do some on that.
Thank you, Sherelle.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Sherelle.
You
have a great day.
Have a great
appreciate
day.
Thank you.
She's so lovely. And our next caller is Wendy. Wendy, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi,
Thank
Wendy.
Thank
you very much. Hi, nice to meet you both. I am urgently seeking employment. I've got 18 years experience in call center, most of it medical vision. I've applied at Kaiser Permanente and TRICARE. Will I be hired soon, and will I keep the job for several years?
Hi, Wendy. I've spoken to you before, actually. You've been on my show with Jen and Vanessa on the Mystic Ladies. There's not really much more that I can tell you from what we've already told you. You do need to keep putting your resume out. TRICARE is kind of sort of like standing out apart, you know, from the rest of the people that you're applying to. I'm not going to go into it on air because I also know that you've been through a rough time recently. So I know that at the moment you are feeling a bit emotional and a bit mixed up. Keep putting your resume out, Wendy, and please stay positive. And I know, like I said, you've been through a real rough time lately, and try and stay strong. You are being looked after. You are being guided, and things will work out for you. But you just need to keep that hope, keep that faith, because you do doubt yourself a few times. And it's been lovely speaking to you again, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go. And good luck, Wendy. And our next caller is going to be Lucy. Lucy, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Garrett. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling just to check and see, and I'm so glad that you offered the Reiki healing. That's something that I actually think I really need right now. But my question is that I'm at a point right now where everything just seems like it's on hold. And I really, really want to move forward. And this includes everything. It includes anything you can think of. It just seems like I'm in this spot that's just not moving. So do you guys have any messages or any advice?
Excuse me. Yeah, my throat chakra was just cleared to go on split. Closed right up now because it's like you need to speak up more. Apparently my guide is saying, oh my, you need to sort of like, you've got to voice it more vocally to the universe. He's showing me a big square button and he's just pushing it. He's just going stuck, and he's just stood there looking at me as if to say, she's got it within her. But because you've reached that point now where you feel that you're stuck, you think you're stuck, you kind of, your subconscious is now saying, no, you're stuck. So you need to reframe what you're saying and reframe how you're thinking it. And it's like, I'm not stuck. I am now free. Everything is moving smoothly. Everything is now like, it's going along like well-oiled cogs. It's all turning lovely. Everything is up. Why am I waving my hands around? You can't even see me. do you do that? Seriously.
Yeah.
Just everything. You need to tell yourself everything is moving smoothly along. And you also do need to sort of like remind yourself sometimes that maybe at this precise moment you are exactly where you need to be at this precise time, because something is like, it's on its way. But if you move randomly off into some other direction, you're going to miss it. So where you are now is right for you at this particular time. He says, do not stress. Do not worry. You've also got some bright times coming up at you, in front of you, sorry. He does see a lot of movement. He's showing me a massive body of water, which is moving lovely, and it is flowing inwards. So it is coming towards you. Just believe. Believe. Take this Reiki energy that's being sent today, especially with the light and the load stuff, and let that flow through you as well, because that will help shift a few blocks for you. And he wishes you all the best, but he says, you are doing really well, my love. Absolutely doing wonderfully. Just have a bit more faith in yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
So welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Lucy. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling in today. And okay. Our next caller is going to be Eileen. And Eileen, if my buttons work, you got a little Mercury retrograde going on right now. There we go.
Hey, guys.
Eileen, you're live.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Thank you. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I wanted to know if you saw I met this man on the phone, and his name is Isaac Benjamin. And to do some business with him. Do you see that manifesting?
With caution. My guide's saying proceed with caution. Look into everything. Do not take everything that is said that's like set in stone. He's definitely partly waving a red flag, and it's not fully raised. It's like half mast. if that makes sense. He's just advising caution with this one, darling. Seriously. Obviously, because I'm tuning into your energy, I'm not tuning into the other gentleman's energy because I'm not, you know, particularly allowed to because he's not on the call. But with your energy, I'm picking up there's a little bit of you're doubting something. You're picking up something that you are not sure of with him, and that's your intuition. So please listen to your intuition.
Yeah.
That if you think something's a bit off, really do please listen to your intuition and follow it, because that's the best guide you're going to have. And like my guide is saying, proceed with caution, please.
He would just be another an account for me that I would sell my stuff to. That's about it. You know, it's funny because when we were on the phone and he saw what I do, he said, maybe we could be partners. And I went, whoa, I never met this guy from Adam, you know, and he, I don't know.
That red flag just went a bit higher, sorry.
Yeah, right. I don't need a partner. I have God. God is who I need.
Yeah, I wouldn't go down the partner route with him, no.
No.
No, I would keep it as, well, as casual as you possibly can in business, but just with caution, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay.
But keep your eyes out for opportunities, because I do feel that there's going to be another opportunity that's going to come from a genuine person.
Super. Do you see when that's happening?
I'm not getting a specific time frame on that at the moment, because with, like, you know, the way that time works, that person might not be in that area at the moment to be doing this. But I do see an opportunity coming in that will be a genuine offer, will be beneficial to both parties.
And it's a male or a female? Because it's
a male.
Named Virginia. Okay, and there's this woman named Virginia, and she saw what I do, and she wants to talk to me when she returns from her business meeting.
Okay. No, this other person's a male. He's a male
as
cool.
Well.
Thank
you,
darling.
I have a lot of project opportunities. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Eileen.
Thank
have a great day today. Appreciate your call. Now's a great time while I've got everybody on hold to remind you that if you're looking at the show, we've got a couple of things going on. I think we've got some technical issues. I'm actually, while Sue's talking to the callers, because we don't have any problem with the phone lines. The phone lines are great. We're having a couple of people ping me on Facebook saying, I'm on Chrome, I'm on Firefox, and I can't log into the show. Well, no fear. You can always, you know, call in at the 323-657-1493. If you'd like to ask Sue one question today about whatever, you're welcome to call in. We're live for the next 40 minutes. However, if you're having issues with your computer, we're trying to get that part figured out. Once you do get online, though, however, and the show pops up for you, I want to make sure you know that if you've loved having Sue on the show today, she's going to be back in August. However, most of you can't wait until then if you want more time with her. So I've included links to Sue's website, Sue's Twitter, and Sue's Facebook. You can connect to her in all three of those formats. And if you'd like to schedule a private reading or private session with Sue, please do so, and you'll get her all to yourself. And that's always a fun thing to do, because then it's, you know, you can take notes, you can ask all the questions you want. On a show like this, while we love having everybody call in, we can't do, you know, one caller for the entire hour, because then everybody else gets upset. So with that, go find Sue and book your private session, and you will have a great time. Our next caller is coming from Melissa. Melissa, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. I'm good, thank you, darling. And how are you?
I'm good. I wanted to know, I had a dream about 2 months ago about having triplets. And I just want to know, do you see me in my family? They have twins, but not that, not triplets. But I want to know, do you see me, like, later on having kids again?
At this moment in time, not at the moment, no. I see you surrounded by children, but I don't see them being your children. So unfortunately, I'm not getting a real clear picture on that one, my darling, but it's not coming in as a definite yes either. So, see, if it was a dream about triplets, see, that could be interpreted as, I'm not really sure. I don't really do a lot of dream interpretation, to be fair. I mean, it might be wise maybe looking it up and seeing what that could maybe symbolize for you, as in, you know, as a dream, as what it could mean.
Yeah.
or, you know, speaking to a dream analyst. I don't really, that's not my forte with dream stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm not seeing, like, immediately for you.
Okay. Oh no, I don't want it right now, but later is fine.
No, but I'm not getting a clear picture on it, darling. It's not something that's becoming that my guide's saying to me, oh yeah, definitely, you know, it's happening. It's he's just saying leave it to nature and
leave it
timing.
To nature. Okay.
Timing.
Okay.
But thank you anyway.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there we go. I'm screening calls, everybody. I'm sorry. Sue, let's get to our next caller, and that's going to be Maria. And Maria, now you are live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Maria. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
I'm okay. I was actually just calling in because I am wanting to start the divorce process, but because there's kids involved, I was actually wanting to wait until the end of the school year, which would be like June, July. I just wanted to see what, you know, what comes to you as far as it's a good time or what you see happening.
My guide says yes, is what he agrees with you. Wait till the end of the school year. Yeah, he is, because children are really sensitive, and, I mean, they are quite resilient as well, and obviously they do know what's going on, obviously.
Yeah.
But that time, that around about that time would be more beneficial, really.
I try and revolve it around them.
He says children are important. I mean, you know, children are the future anyway. So he's saying, yes, what you're thinking of doing and how you're handling it, that is the best and wise, most best and wise decision to go with.
Okay.
Sorry, he's like chucking stuff at me and I'm like trying to keep up. The best and wise decision that you can, you know, go with. And he's, everything will work out fine. And your children will come round to this. They will accept it. They will understand. Because he said you phrased them very, very well. They are a credit to you. You should be really proud of your children. Yeah, they're amazing. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Maria. Have a terrific day. Thanks for calling in. Our next caller is Laura. Laura, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little concerned, though. I've been trying to look into buying a house, and today we found out that there's going to be some layoffs at the company where I'm doing contract work for, and I'm wondering if you see me getting let go prematurely, and maybe I should put looking for a house on hold. I'm just wondering what you pick out.
Right, my guy's showing me like a cutting movement, so it's more like hours being cut rather than actually being let go permanently. But he does advise caution with the house buying. He's like saying maybe just hold back just for a little bit so you know exactly what your financial situation's going to be. It's another one of those. It's like, yeah, advising caution with this one. He's just wait and see exactly what's going on with the company, because he's actually saying to me he doesn't think the company quite knows what they're doing 100% either. They're a bit up in the air themselves and got a lot of stuff going on. So it's not because they want to lay people off. They've got some issues going on that may involve this laying off. But he is showing me cutting, so.
So should I be looking for another job somewhere else?
Well, there's no harm in looking around for another job because you might get a better opportunity with better hours, better location, and better wages. So that's not to be ruled out. So, yes, he does advise looking around for alternative work. Okay, my darling.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank
have
you
a terrific
have a good day.
Keep us posted. And then our next call, Sue, is, and by the way, if you want to call in, we've got a lot of people who are, and we do have an issue with Blog Talk's technical part. The help team just got back to me and says, we're having a technical issue and we're working on it as quickly as we can. So if you can call into the show, great. Call in because we've got places for you to actually talk to Sue today. You can call in at 323-657-1493. If you call in, though, and want to ask a question, you must press the number 1 on your keypad because I've got a ton of you who have called in but have not pressed number 1, and that's because you just want to listen on your phone. That's totally cool, but unless you press that number 1, it's like raising your hand in class. We don't know that you want to talk or ask a question. So if you want to ask a question, press that magical number 1, and then we'll get you on the show today. Our next caller is Jane, and Jane, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi there. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Jane. How are you? I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sue, I want to know why a male coworker is creating problems. His name is Robert. What are his thoughts? I don't know why he's creating problems.
Why is he calling problems?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm going to go with it. I do apologize. And because he's a jerk. Sorry, when my guide goes, he's a jerk. He's saying that he's got stuff going on, but it's no excuse for his behavior. He's advising that you've got two choices. You can either stand there and just confront him and say enough's enough, or you can try and distance yourself from him. But obviously, if you're working in a close proximity, this is going to be, you know, quite difficult. The expression don't sink to their level, which I had an aha moment with that the other day, actually, because I'm thinking, you know, you hear loads of expressions, don't you? And it's when you're not sinking to someone's level, it's not dropping down to their vibration. Now, your vibration is quite high. Your energy is quite nice. So if you can keep your vibration upbeat, happy, cheerful, and in a relatively good mood, his vibration should raise up. So you should be able to get through a work day without too much of him being, as my guide said, a jerk. So that
I distance myself from him, but we do work in close proximity. It's just I try to distance myself from him. I don't know, but what issue with me?
I don't think he's got an issue with you. I think he's got an issue with himself, and there's another thing. What, you know, when people have got issues, it's something in you that he sees that it's reflecting back, and so it's something that he's going to have to deal with. You know, it's his problem, basically. It's not your problem. So you need to separate yourself from that. And just, but like I said, try and keep yourself upbeat and happy. If he's sort of like, if he just walks past, try to sort of like, just, even if you just smile to yourself, or if you know any silly jokes, tell yourself a really silly joke. So you kind of have a little giggle to yourself. And keep your vibration high. And if you can do this, you know, as much as you can, it might just rub off on him and his vibration might just slightly alter, and you should be able to get you through your work day without too much confrontation coming from him. That's the best we can advise at the moment.
Okay, because I don't speak to him, and it's just, I don't know what it is. He's directing this all on me, whatever he's going through.
So like we're saying, smile, reflect back happiness. So whatever he's reflecting, directing to you, it's going to deflect off with happiness, peace, and joy. And just ignore him in that way. Just, you know, send love to the situation. Just ignore him, but keep happy. And just, yeah, he deflects animosity. You reflect happiness. One will cancel out the other. Seriously, give it a go. Just try it.
Yeah, I will. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Jane, for the call. Have a great day today, and let those reflectors shine bright. Our next caller is, well, you know, it's true, you know. Our next caller is Nathaniel. And Nathaniel, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue. It's Nathaniel. How are you?
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm good, thank you.
Do I need a question about work or a new job coming in? Looking.
We've spoken before as well, haven't we?
I think so, yeah. I was looking.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. Right, I'm going to go with what my guide say. Nathaniel, he thinks you're a very pleasant gentleman, but he does feel that you really do need to start making more of an effort and stop waiting around. And like I've spoken to you a few times before, you've got to put yourself out there. You've got to get resumes out. You've got to make an effort, because if I remember rightly, you do live in a little town and you need transport to get to a bigger town for like job opportunities. But that's not going to stop you from, you know, sending out resumes and keeping a positive frame of mind. And, you know, was it Foster's that you was looking for a job?
Pardon me now?
Was it a company called Foster's or something that you was thinking of applying for?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to hire me. I applied for a few other jobs, but, you know, I haven't had any even interviews yet, so.
Wait, can I ask you a question? You know when you're putting out your resumes and when you're applying for jobs, Nathaniel, do you do it with deep conviction that you really do want this job? Or are you just doing it for the sake of it?
No, I really need a job.
You really need a job. Right. Yeah. Can I advise, leave the need bit out of it. You want a job. You desire a job. You've got a job. Well, you see yourself in this job. Now, one way of living it is when you get up every morning, get up as if you were going to work. Get up, get washed, get shaved, have a coffee, do breakfast, whatever you do in the morning, as if you were going to work. If you had to set off at, say, 7 a.m. in the morning to work, then you set your alarm for, I don't know, 5:30. You go through the process of getting up, getting ready to go to work. Even if you just walk out of your front door and go for a little walk down the road with the mindset, I'm off to work today. Do this for at least 3 weeks, because then you're giving that impression out, and then, you know, the universe is going to sit up and take notice and go, hey, guess what? This man's going out to work every morning. Where's he going? We need to give him somewhere to go to. Willing to give it a go?
What?
Are you willing to give that a go?
Let's see. Did I speak too soon? Is Mercury? What did you say?
I think, are you willing to give something like that a go?
Live
it. Yeah, give it a go. And then, I mean, if it need be, Nathaniel, come and find me on Facebook and I'll give you a few more little motivational tips, maybe to help you get something lined up. Just come and give me a check on Facebook, all right?
Bye.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
And go tackle that job market out there. Our next call is coming from Nicole. Nicole, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Nicole. Oh, you've got lovely energy as well. That just went boom. Hello.
I have energy.
You have lovely energy.
Oh, I do. Oh, thank you. I don't feel like it right now. My dog passed a week and a half ago, or last Monday, and I keep going over in my mind like things I could have done more. And she's like my best friend, and my toddler's like sister to her. To him, and I'm just wondering, like, if you're getting any vibes or anything, because I'm really, like, have a lot of guilt, and we left her for 30 minutes, she wasn't feeling good, and I got her special medicine, I was up with her all weekend, and the doctor said it would kick in, and I left her for 30 minutes to get her chicken noodle soup, and instead of bringing her with us, and then she was gone when we came back, and I'm really having a lot of problems with it right now.
I'm really sorry, sweetheart.
I do anything to change it, you know, and I can't.
At this moment in time, you're deeply distressed and you're in a deep grieving process. And the thing is, darling, you're feeling so much guilt. And you did what you could. You did as much as you could, yeah. And it's not your fault. It's really not your fault. And you. So you're gonna have me crying in a minute. My guide's actually reaching out some tissues now. Bless him. But. And he's saying, when we go through this process and we feel guilty about it, it makes everything seem 100 times worse. And
yeah.
He's suggesting remembering, just to remember that you have done the best that you can, and that you know you did your best, and you know you went and got the chicken noodle soup, and you know you've got to go through this grieving process. You've got to allow. Don't feel guilty for grieving either. You know, if you get the feeling that you just want to sit and sob your heart out. Don't stuff it back in, because it'll make it worse. You need to cry. You are a very open emotional person, and you need to be that open emotional person. And just go with the emotions. Let the emotions flow through you. Please don't stuff them down, because it will just fester away at you. And just sit and, you know, just be still and just constantly tell yourself, you know, that you did the best that you could. Yeah.
Does your spirit guide tell you that if I would have done something different, like, would she be here still? Like, was it her time, or?
It was timing, sweetheart. It was timing. You're not responsible for anything. You know, when
okay.
it's time. I mean, with all the will in the world, we're only human. We can't stop that. You know, it was time.
Okay. Nicole, we're going to send good energy your way. You hang in there, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank
yeah,
you
another
so
person.
Much.
Thanks, Nicole.
You
take care.
Take care, bye.
I think that's one of the hard things, Sue. You know, we go through life and we put a lot of, you know, pressure on ourselves and a lot of blame on ourselves. As, you know, if we coulda, woulda, shoulda, when the whole time it really is that other person's journey or path or life lesson that they were on that had nothing to do with us. So even if we had, you know, great intentions of whatever's going to happen for that other person is still going to happen. So, you know, sometimes that's tough.
Yeah, it is really difficult. And like you said, we do struggle, you know, we do the would have, should have, you know, well, if I'd have been
mm-hmm.
there, or if, you know, if I'd have gone around 10 minutes earlier, that, all that, and it's
right.
not, if
you
was meant
do
to
that,
go around 10 minutes earlier, well, if you was meant to go around 10 minutes earlier, you would have done, you know.
You would have, exactly. So it's you know, yeah, that's so tough, because you want to, it's like, oh, if I only would have, nope, it would have happened a different way.
It would have happened
so.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So our next caller this morning is Marcus. And Marcus, you are now live with Sue from across the pond. Welcome to the show, and go ahead.
Hi, Sue. How are you this morning?
Hello, Marcus. Oh, you're bright and bubbly, aren't you? I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. My question is, do you see any summer romance for me?
You're asking us. Sorry. My guide says you have to ask. You don't know? Do you not look in the mirror every day and see this person standing there? My darling, you've got romance that's going to be coming at you left, right, and centre, but you just need to be in the right place at the right time. Yes.
Well, I need a map,
oh,
then.
You what, sorry?
I need a map.
You need a map. Oh, trust me, you'll get the guidance of where to go. Oh my, you're such a lovely person. You will get guidance. You will suddenly get inspiration to go to different places. And some of these places might appear to you as if you'll think, well, why on earth would I want to be going here? Just go with it. just seriously go with it. Yeah, you're like a little magnet when you're out there. You know, when you've got, when your confidence is up, and you've got that smile flashing away on your face. Oh boy, yeah, you're gonna have the ladies coming to you.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
There we go, Marcus.
Thank you.
Summer loving had me a blast. I'm gonna start playing Grease for you in just a second.
Okay. Have a great day.
There we go. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got Dee Dee and Laura next. We've got a couple more people that I need to screen. So again, as I unmute your line, as Sue is talking with Dee Dee next, I'm going to be asking for your first name only. Save your question for Sue when she's talking to you. So Dee Dee, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I have a question about my daughter who's dating a young man. How do you see this relationship working for her?
How do you see this relationship working for her?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. She's very close. You know, she doesn't talk much, and I'm not sure what's going on. She's been dating for him for about 2 months now.
It's my guide is saying this is her journey, and the only thing you can do as a mum is be there, support her when she wants the support, hand her some tissues if she starts crying, and do what all us mums have to do, and that's let our children learn their lessons. That's all he's saying. Is, you know, it's hard work being a parent. It's not easy. And if you interfere, you could then obviously upset the mother-daughter relationship that's going on with you. So his advice is be there in the background for your daughter. Just make sure you're there for her.
Okay. He thinks that this isn't going to go well then, obviously.
He's just saying, just be there for her and be supportive, but do not interfere. Let this journey, this time, run its course.
Okay.
Okay.
Easier
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Done. Thank you.
Thank you,
Have
Dee Dee.
Have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And we got about 15 minutes left. We've got three more callers currently pressing the number one on their keypad. If you'd like to call in, 323-657-1493 is the hotline. And it's a great reminder that Sue would love to have you book a private session with her. I have included on the show page a link to her Facebook page, her Twitter, and her website. So if you'd like to have a private reading with Sue after the show today, well, not like after the show, but you can contact her after the show to set it up. Do that, and you can book your own reading. And as a reminder for everybody who is listening, Sue will be back at the end of August for another exciting hour of your calls. So our next caller is...
I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. Our next call is coming from another Laura. Laura, you're now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hey, my oldest daughter is having some trouble, and I'm just wondering... what's going to be happening with her?
Hi, Laura.
Hey.
And her
name is Haley.
Sorry, your daughter's name's Haley.
Is Haley? Yes.
See, the thing is, Laura, is I'm taking the call from you, and I'm taking your energy. So I'm reading from you that you're worried and you're concerned about your daughter. What I'm getting around, what I'm getting from your daughter, basically, I'm getting a lot of confusion. I am getting like some bad energy feelings around her, someone that she's mixing with that she shouldn't be mixing with. I get the feeling that someone may be a bit of a troublemaker, but it's quite cloudy because, like I said, it's your energy that I'm reading. So obviously you as a mother are really concerned about your daughter. My guide is saying, basically, all he can advise is you need to sit down with your daughter and you need to have a really honest heart-to-heart chat with her. She may not feel like opening up straight away. She may feel that you're, you know, being the interfering mum like we always are. But you need to sit down with her. You've got to have a really, really deep talk with her and get to the bottom of everything, really. Because I'm getting the feeling there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of strange things going on with this, but I'm not getting a 100% clear picture. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to figure out if it's a medical issue, there's a chemical imbalance, or if she is all the way with it.
You need to sit down with your daughter, sweetheart. That's all I can say. You have to sit down with your daughter and talk to her. Okay.
Okay. Laura, thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a good day. And our next call is coming from Sharon. Sharon, you are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. That previous caller that was so sad, I feel so bad for her. I know that feeling. And if she's listening, you know, the best thing that helped me was online support groups, because then you could feel safe in your home, but talk to other people that are doing it. That's my suggestion.
That's fine. Thank you.
So I have so many different issues going on right now, problems that I need to confront, and a lot of legal issues. I'm wondering if you can see or give me any guidance as to who might be able to help me in the legal realm, if you're picking up any. I'm not sure what your guide will give you, but I don't know what to tackle first, and I'm not sure what direction.
Right. He's showing me a massive big notebook and a pen. He's saying you need to sit down and you need to write your issues down in order of most important, top priority, all the way down to the smallest issue. And then take your first issue and work on that. Work on one issue at a time, because if you start going in at, I'm trying to sort this out, and I know some issues are linked to others, so fair enough, you might have to work on maybe two issues, but prioritize, because as you start working your way down, you take the most important issue and you get that, and you get the ball rolling on it. You will find then that gradually as you work down, the other issues will start taking care of themselves. And you know, it's like, it's a bit like moss gathering stone. Once you start the ball rolling, then everything starts, it will collect and everything, it'll work out for the best. But you need, because you're such, I mean, I'm just getting masses of like swirls and squiggles and what, or all sorts. It's this massive swirling, confused energy around you. I mean, around your head at the moment, it's just massive. It's like this cloud of like, and it's like I've got question marks popping up and exclamation marks popping up and all these different, and you're in such a tizzy with yourself that you're not actually, and I don't mean this nastily, you're not seeing straight, you're not focusing. Normally, when you're clear thinking, you're actually quite good at organising yourself, and you're extremely good at organising other people. But because you've now got yourself into this massive, like, vortex of, oh, what do I do?
Well, because I've tried, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying that I have the normal ways that you would normally handle these issues. I've tried that, and, you know, because there's so much activity trying to stop me, I'm not getting anywhere. And so that's why it's just that I have to keep relooking and looking and trying to figure out where do I go for this. Because the normal ways aren't working.
He also says to stop trying so hard as well, and also seeing this as a negative, permanently stuck issue. he would also like to advise you, as what he told a previous listener, to see it as running smoothly, as, you know, like oiled cogs, that everything in this machine is running smoothly and how it should be. Because when you come up against obstacles and blocks, it's because of the what you're thinking. So you've subconsciously had it up to the high heavens with everything at the moment, and you can't see a clear path. So he's advising step back, right, just a little bit, and just change your thinking, uh-huh, a little bit, and just say, do you know what, everything, okay, is working out for my highest good. Everything is working out perfectly for me now. Try that, and, you know, just keep positive about it, and see it as resolved, and see the issues, and, you know, see that if you get any, you know, if any legal letters, instead of reading them as a negative blah blah blah, see it as, reframe it, read the letter, but read it as a positive, you know, that, dear so-and-so, we are pleased to say that this issue has been resolved, blah blah blah, and, you know what I mean, just completely, just right, switch the whole thing around, switch everything around.
Okay.
That's the best he can offer. That's his advice for today, darling.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that I do every day, Sue, and I don't know if this sounds crazy to anybody else, but I do it, is I sit down, and I started this back in December. I'd gone to a Christmas party, and a friend of the host, who I'd actually never met, but I've been friends on Facebook, he says, oh, I do this God and Angels notebook every day, or he called it a placemat list. And I said, what the heck is that? And he says, you know, every day I start the day, before I do anything else, I get up and I write down on a piece of paper, and so I got a notebook, but a piece of paper, and I write down three things that I'm going to do today. And then outside of that, I say, you know, God and my angels, I'm asking for your help today. And I write down everything else that's weighing on me. And then when I'm done writing, it might be one thing, it might be 100 things, but when I'm done writing, I just set the list aside, and then I focus on getting my three things done for the day. And he says, it's been life-changing for me when I've been able to, you know, do this, because things just, you know, start to happen. And I thought, well, that just sounds completely crazy enough for me to want to try it. So I started that back in December, and I do that faithfully every day. I think for the last 5 months, I may have missed 3 days, but I've done something else in place of it. And so I start out every day. Now, I'm going to tell you, I mean, I'm not going to read my whole list to you, because it's, you know, personal to you, but, you know, for the three things that I have on my list today, my first thing is exercise. So I'm going to get my cardio and my weights in at some point. I'm going to have a great show with Sue. We're doing that now. And then I've got a client for my day job. We're going to be doing an estimate for additional services for him a little bit later. So those are the three things that I need to get done in my day. And then below that, I say, God, my angels, I'm asking for your help today. And then I, and, you know, like Sue says, I'm asking for things, you know, for my highest good. But then, you know, things like, I am protected, I am healthy, I am, you know, and then whatever you want to put on there. And, you know, just as a, and I'm not giving anybody advice, but I'm saying, if you do that, you might want to try it for a week or two and just see how, you know, your energy and things kind of change, because I think it happens.
So. Well, yeah, because you're letting go of, like, the attachment to the other things, and you're
right,
focused on your three things. So everything else is just going to be taken care of for you. And that's where we need that faith. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
been times when things have happened to me and I'm thinking, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do now? So, you know, now I just kind of put it out there, and I know that, you know, it's going to be taken care of in some way. We've got two callers left. We've got Yvonne next, and then Holly. And so, Yvonne, welcome to the show. You are now live with Sue. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sue.
Hello, my darling.
Hi. My question is, when do you see me moving?
Towards the end of the year, my guide's saying. He stepped right in then. Normally with moving, he normally fills my house with packing bags, carriage cases, lorries and all sorts, but he's showing me a bit distant. He's saying towards the end of the year there will be a move coming. Don't take the first couple of houses that you're looking at either, because there's an absolute perfect house out there for you, and because that you wish to move, you might just think, oh, that one will do. Well, that one will do really won't do, and the second one won't really do either. You've got to be really selective and really picky, but not too controlling over it. And it's like me and Garrett were saying, if you release the attachment to things, things come in a bit quicker for you. So even though I'm saying at the end of the year, this is not fixed in stone, because, you know, something could happen within the next few weeks that completely switches your life around. You could win the lottery and you'll be good to move like in a couple of weeks after that. My guide's saying, yeah, release the attachment. Set the intention that you are now living in your perfect dream home that has everything. Be specific. I mean, even how many rooms you want, how many bedrooms you want, how many bathrooms you want. I mean, you know, go big. You want 2-3 bathrooms? Have 2-3 bathrooms. What sort of decor you would like in there? How you would like to decorate it? Would you like your own personal sanctuary space? You know, would you like a specific area for children to play? You know, just get right into it and basically design your house in your mind, and then let the universe take it and go, yep, okay, lady, we've got one lined up for you.
There we go. Yvonne, thanks for your call. You have a great day.
Thanks, Yvonne.
And our last call of the day is coming from Holly. Holly, welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Hi.
You're live with Sue.
Hello.
Hi, Holly.
Hi. I'm just asking, is there a new man in my future? This year, next year, some year?
next year. My guy said I knew I was going to get a love question somewhere. He loved them. He was waiting for you, Holly. He knew you were coming on. Next year, because he would like you just to carry on having fun. He says you are a fun-loving, energetic lady. You've got so much going for you. He thinks you're absolutely amazing. And when that man like comes into your vibration, this man is going to be so lucky to even have you look at him. So
I agree.
Exactly. So just go with the flow. He's not saying, you know, not be going out on any dates or anything. You know, get wined. He loves the wined, dined, courted thing. Get wined, get dined, get courted, get taken out for a lovely meal, get bought flowers, get treated like the lady that all women should be, and then just soak up this amazing atmosphere. And then next year, though he doesn't like using the term Mr. Right, because he thinks, you know, it's never Mr. Right, it's Mr. Who suits the person that they're with. This Mr. Right, as such, will be then drawn into your, because you are so magnetic, it will be drawn into your vibration. And then, my darling Holly,
yes,
rock and roll, lady, rock and roll, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, you're lovely. Yeah. Thanks, Holly.
Thank you, Holly.
You guys have a beautiful
we need
day.
An update, you know. You know, where you're going to honeymoon, that type of stuff. Send us a postcard.
Oh yeah, I want an invite.
Thanks, Holly. Have a great day. Appreciate your call. Sue, we've got 2 minutes left, Sue. And before the end of the show, is there anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with before we head on out for the day?
I've got a weekly newsletter that I'm putting out now that they can go to my Facebook page and do the sign up. And with that newsletter, even they get, I do a 3-card reading for the week. And I've got an amazing friend called Vanessa. She's an astrologer. And she occasionally writes for the newsletter as well. So it's not set in stone with Vanessa, but every so often there could be an astrological report for the week ahead. So you're getting like two heads up on roughly what your week ahead's going to be like with the energies and maybe things coming up. Because all card readings, everybody sees it in a different way and something will appeal to them in that way. So they can go and sign up at that on my Facebook page. My motivational coaching course, that's up on my website now. That's done. My website's been tweaked a little bit from a really good friend of mine, Casey. She's amazing. So my website's been redesigned a little bit. A bit like yours, Garrett, actually. I like your website. It was really nice.
Oh, thank you so much. It was totally fun. Funny, my label says, you know, your website's too static, and it's and I'm like, no, I like it. And they sat down with me for about 2 hours and said, here's all the things you need to change. So I've updated. If you want to go to my website, GarrettMiller.com, go do that and, you know, buy my music.
Absolutely.
And all
go
that.
Go check
stuff.
Garrett's out because it is amazing.
Sue, it's been a pleasure. Thank you to you, Sue. You'll be back in August. And thanks to all the callers who made this a fun hour today. We wish you lots of love and light. Don't drive distracted. Follow the show. Tell your friends to tune in every day. And we will see you live tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. on Rated LGBT Radio. Make today a great day.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.